the news broke during the week, G-Bet Rocks head coach. I was like, this is most now an accomplishment. This is now the trophy you want in your kasi. It's big. It's a big thing for you. Who was the one who broke the news to you first? Who told you?
Oh, thanks for having me. Yeah, it was a big anticipation for everyone. I think we waited a long time for the announcement of the head coach. But yeah, I'm very grateful. I was in contact with the Boland board, so we had to go through interview processes, and so the CEO was the first guy that told me. And then obviously you tell your wife or your or the one close to you first. So yes, so I'm very excited. This is going to be a nice journey for me. I'm looking forward to it.
Was it something you expected? Did you know it was coming your way? Did you have that feeling when you close your eyes and be like, you quiet them? He said no.
No, I think we all pray. But, you know, life is all about opportunities. Mm. And I'm very grateful for this opportunity now. So hopefully I can make an impact. And I think, like I said to Charlton earlier, that hopefully we can make our fan base happy by playing some good cricket. So hopefully the people come out and support us.
That brings me to my next question. Despite only, obviously, you obviously had a knowing of that you're going to be, you know, head coach. It was obviously, it was in the works and it was coming. But now that the news has broken and it's like official and everybody knows, have you gotten into that coach mindset already? Has it set in that, like, you are responsible now for this big team and good cricket and things like that? Has it set in that now the coaching is coaching?
Yeah, let me put it this way. I haven't been sleeping properly, so the mind, the ideas are just flowing. So like today, some of our guys were doing some screening just to get their bodies ready for the up and coming workloads that we have to put them through. And then we also did most of the day did a lot of planning, what's going to happen, putting out schedules, make sure that we got the dates right. And there's some of our players that are overseas, so we're taking that into account. So it's a whole lot of planning that's going on. And I officially start on the 1st of July.
It's already starting.
So I'm using this week, this last week of June, just to properly prepare, and then we're straight into it. Yes.
Justin, om aan te kom weer eens geluk. Ons het Saterdag gepraat, maar die groep spelers en wat hulle na die G-Bet Rock toe gaan bring. Want ek weet die Perelse span is een van min spanne wat eintlik vir die jong ouens 'n kans gee en so. Wat kan ons verwag van jou kant af? Om na die speel toe te bring. Want jy is 'n ervare man, you know?
Ja, soos ek vroeger gehoor het met die rugby, ons is baie blessed hier in die Parel, ons rugby of cricket, so daar is altyd baie jong talent wat kom. Ek dink die belangrikste is om my jong talent hier te kan hou, hier in die Parel. Want soos jylle vroeger gesê het, daar is sharks op buiten, hulle kom en hulle wil ons talent vat. So dis nie altyd makkelijk hier, en ek dink nou, hoe cricket gespeel word met die nuwe opportunities. Daar's altyd opportunities vir jong spelers en jy wil ook nie vir hulle stop nie, maar jy wil vir hulle 'n goeie produk maak om uit te gaan en te gaan deliver daar buite. So ja, nee, ek sien uit om met die jong talent te werk. En die span wat ek nou huidig het, is baie ervare span.
Yes,
so
yes.
So as baie manne wat al lank seisoene gespeel het, ons praat nou van Pieter Malan, Stian van Sail, Christian Jonker, Sean van Berg. So ek het baie ervaring in die span, maar ook baie jong oudkies, so is baie opwindend, en hooplik kan ons 'n beker of twee wen.
Ja, ek is so bly vir die aanwinste, Keegan is terug, en Stuurman, dit is vir my, want toe ek nog laas met hom gepraat het, wat hulle die 3 dae gespeel het en so, en ons het lekker van gehad, daar in die veld met hom. Wat kan hy, you know?
Ja, ek is baie opgewonde dat Keegan weer terug is in die Parel. Ons weet, hy is a local boy. Dit is baie goed vir ons, en hy bring soveel ervaring. Hy het nou die afgelope paar jaar het hy vir Suid-Afrika gespeel, en hy het 'n baie goeie reeks teen Indië gehad, so hy bring vir ons baie to the party, soos hulle sê. So ek sien uit daarna, en ook sy, ek dink hy is 'n goeie leier.
Yes.
So ek dink ons gaan 'n bietjie intap op sy leier eienskappe in die span self, so ek wil hom 'n bietjie meer verantwoordelikheid gee. Ek sien uit daarna Glenton Stuurman van Oudtshoorn. Hy is 'n baie goeie bowler. Hy het nou afgelope paar seisoene wys hy en hy het ook vir Suid-Afrika gespeel.
Yes.
So daar is ook 'n ou wat vir ons baie belangrik kan wees in die seisoen en vir ons vroeë deurbrake soos hulle kan sê cricket kan bring en vir ons in sterk posisies te kan sit. So ek sien uit na al die ouens, hulle is talentvol en ek wil net werk saam hulle nou.
Yeah, lekker.
Are you gonna make now? Obviously, you know everybody has their dream team. No, we're not gonna lie about that. Everyone has their dream team. Now that your coach is there, adjustments you're making to the team. I don't want to, you know, give out trade secrets. Yeah, we don't know who's listening, but.
Oh no, the man bakken is eerste July, ne?
Is there modifications you're going to make to the team to adjust it to how you think and how well you think they can play? Is it like as you said, the new potential, are you going to sub in new young potential or keep it the way it is at the moment?
No, I think my biggest thing is to challenge individuals within the team. I think they've got a lot of strengths. So for me, firstly, is to keep working on that strengths and see if we can even better it 5 to 10%. And then where their shortcomings are, obviously, that's where the area we will be focusing on and improving on it. But cricket is a game that you have to adapt all the time. And my goal is to be working with those players and making sure that their game evolved and they become 360 players that they can play all formats. So that is my goal, is to create a cricketer that can play all sort of formats and just to work with the individual itself to try and better him. And if I know I can contribute to that, then the individual will go onto the field with a clear mindset, clarity, and he'll just go and perform for us.
Mm. Yeah, Justin, ek het vanmiddag het ek 'n boodskap gekry van Dennis Kuipers. Hy is daar van Worcester. En hy het so, you know, hy praat nou van jou debut 2002, daar by die SCG.
Yes.
En dit was een van die sterkste spanne. En hy sê, hy wens het die opportunities soos Rudolph en McKenzie en Tippenaar. You know, dat jy nog maar, ons kyk voorbij daar en so. En dis vir ouwens soos jylle, wat hy sê, wat deurkom en die opportunities gegeef word om hulle regte afrigtingskap na vore te kom en so, en hy het vir gesê dat alle sterkte met jou, met al die uitdagings en so, en is about time, dat iemand soos jy, wat plaaslik is, iets, een nieuwe flavor hier na die G-Bits rock toe kan bring, maar, ek en Tyler, ons is excited, want en soos, as ek vir jou kry altyd, jy is altyd gewillig, jy is een van hy mense wat sê, bel my sekretaris of wat, jy sal altyd vir iemand een oor en een ordentlike antwoord gee en so.
Is there a tournament you are excited for, now that you as coach, that you can look forward to, that is going to put you to the test the most? Is there one that you can look to?
Look, now that I'm head coach, it's like you take it game by game. I think cricket is a game that you can't look too far ahead. And there's a lot of formats. There's the four-day competition, there's the T20, and then also the 50 overs. So yeah, we take it game by game, and there's a lot more failures in cricket than successes. So hopefully we can swing that pendulum and get it on our side with a lot more wins. And I think I want to do what the team is to, maybe if we can win our home games, make sure that we build a fortress here at Boelemang Park. And then go on the road and obviously win there as well. So, but yeah.
I can see why you head coach, because I was like listening, like there's more failures and success. You were speaking volumes, and no wonder they dubbed you head coach. It's amazing. Justin, all the best. This is an accomplishment that one people dream about, that doesn't come to them all the time. And obviously you had display a lot of, you know, leadership and, you know, discipline and things like that. But congratulations. May this be an accomplishment of one of many.
Yeah, and from my kant of, ek is bly vir Susie, die Rocks se management, en spesiaal vir meneer James Fortuin en sy span en so, wat uitstekende werk vir die afgelope paar jaar, om die span weer op die map te sit en so. En meneer Ethel Ontong, hy het gesê, wel gedaan. My skoonmaat vir hom saadra gevra, wat ons gepraat het, sê my skoonmaat vir Justin, ja, maar, jylle amal, al die ontongs en rugby spelers, waar kom jy cricket uit? En toe sê Justin gesê, ja, dat hy gebore was, het sy pa vir hom a cricketbeet in sy hand gedruk daar. So.
As we heard, Miles said there's a lot of potential and there's a lot of talent in the Western Cape, maar sit for my money cricket and there's, I'm not saying that it's a less, you know, competitive field or like, there's no potential in that one, but obviously, as we see now, you're a head coach sitting, one of many.
Yeah.
One of many.
Nee, is, ek kan nie, ek, ons, oh nee, ek kan nie veel meer sê van Justin, nie, want Justin, as ek met Justin sien langs die cricketveld, as een school rugby, kijk, ek praat ek nie by, en ek hou my mond, want hier sit een belangrike man, so.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I hope you have a good evening further, and may when the 1st of July comes, knock it out of the park, or whatever you guys say there.
Thanks for having me, and I wish everyone a good night and a good week.
Thank you, Justin.
Off to the music.